Artist Katie Bell has a background in painting, but she doesn't limit her creative vision to just a canvas. Her latest exhibition, Standing Arrangement, currently up at the University Galleries, reveals her works touch on multiple categories. Bell says she hopes to surprise viewers with her visual landscapes that she constructs from a wide variety of materials. The exhibition's curator is Jessica Bingham. This is her first curated show at the galleries, and she was determined to feature Katie Bell, not only because of the artist's aesthetic, but because Bell's process was so intriguing.
Being site-specific, responding to the city that she's in, finding materials, working with people in the community, and putting together an exhibition that doesn't require just being in the studio and figuring that out, but being on site, responding to our space, which is phenomenal. So I thought she would be perfect for this, for my first show.
And Katie, you have a unique background that lets you work with all these different moving parts before they're finally put together. Your family actually lived in an old Victorian, and that helped to maybe get the art going?
From a really early age, I was around construction sites. My dad is in construction, and then my mom picks paint colors for people's homes. And just in addition to their own careers, it was kind of their lifelong project to restore this old Victorian home. It's just been this kind of lifelong project of constantly renovating and restoring the house. We started just in the upstairs apartment of the house and then eventually kind of moved into the full house. So it was always kind of, to me, kind of thinking about things as rooms. Oh, don't go in that room. That one's totally dusty. This one is okay to go into. And thinking about how spaces can kind of unfold in that way and how walls create space and kind of how rooms can transform a space. Yeah.
Well, you grew up amongst construction, but in a way you're deconstructing what we consider a painting to be.
Yeah, definitely. My background really kind of in art was through painting and was really kind of making paintings of interior home spaces. I was really always interested in material, wallpapers, carpets, different textures, and I started building still lifes to paint from, so really elaborate, make my own wallpaper, bring in a couch from Goodwill, and then kind of start to look at that space and make a painting of it. And I got more and more invested in what was physically in the room than the kind of illusion I was creating on canvas. And so the couch, all of a sudden, I thought, well, what if I cut it in half? That what would my painting look like? And I got less and less interested in making the painting and more interested in just manipulating the kind of physical material in the space.
Jessica, Katie, in each community where she has a show, goes out scavenging creatively, looking for materials to use. Have you guys been scavenging in Bloomington Normal?
We have, yes. Well, Katie started actually last week in Rockford, visiting different spaces where she grew up and spaces that maybe made an impact in her career so far. And then she arrived yesterday here in Bloomington Normal, and we instantly unpacked her van and then started looking around the area. We've gotten a few different tours with some creative people in the area who are willing to work with us and show us their spaces, these intimate, their homes, spaces that they're working on, construction sites. So it was maybe 4 or 5 hours just looking through objects and bringing them back and then playing around with what we had here on site already, looking at colors, shapes, scale and sizes of things, and then how will that look in the space. So she's already been out this morning to hardware stores picking up extra materials, and we're going to go out again as soon as we're done here and start looking for some more objects. So,
Katie, tell me about some of the objects that you've picked up both here and in Rockford for this show.
Yeah, so far I was really kind of inspired by the gallery space kind of having this kind of interesting angular ceiling, almost like a wedge shape. There were certain objects that I had the gallery staff build ahead of time, and then everything's kind of been unfolding from there. So far, I've kind of found a few different columns, these kind of architectural objects. There's scraps of drywall, scraps of laminate countertops, aluminum that I think goes on a roof, different small kind of concrete objects. We're kind of in the space right now, kind of surrounded by them. And how I start to really think about this is laying the materials out like you would a painting palette. Like, what are the colors that I'm about to work with? What are their forms? So just kind of like making a painting, like maybe you'd start to mix colors. I'm kind of laying things out almost like a blown up palette and kind of looking down bird's eye view and figuring out, where are these things going to go? How are they going to kind of connect to each other? And then what do we need?
Tell me about what you want to express with your creations. Is it just a general mood? Is it a specific idea?
I really kind of come from an interest in abstract painting and how color and shapes can kind of transform a space and how that can kind of connect a viewer to this abstract landscape. So for me, I'm always interested in, I'm getting these things from all these different places that have a really deep history. And so these objects kind of bring this history with them. And I'm thinking about how I can kind of transform them into something that becomes more part of my world, but obviously this history comes with them. And so I'm hoping that the viewer in this show, it's this kind of abstract landscape that they're walking through, almost kind of like surveying damage after this unusual storm, but it's a storm in a painting language, not a storm maybe in meteorological sense. It's this kind of abstracted explosion of sorts, yeah.
I love all these various parts in the gallery here. Are you looking for a sense of theatricality when you create?
Definitely. I've always been interested in the idea of a stage space. It's a place for an event to happen, and kind of on this theatrical grand scale. And in a lot of ways, I think about galleries in that way. They're stages for things to happen, and especially the way I work, because I'm not making finished objects in the studio and then just presenting them in the gallery. The gallery is really like where the event unfolds. And so I think that theatricality comes from that spontaneity of responding to this space and being in the space myself physically as an artist and being here for the week and creating something that then, of course, when I leave, it's just this kind of standing arrangement that's left. But for the moment I'm here, it does border on this kind of performative task that I'm making the show.
We will be creating a stop motion that follows the whole span of the exhibition as it unfolds in front of us as well. So that will be later something that we're able to share with the audience. And obviously we're in this window gallery, so even walking past it, you'll be able to see what we're doing on the inside, even though you're not able to really come in and experience it quite yet. So it does kind of all have this theatrical nature to it.
Well, speaking of sharing, Jessica, I understand that Katie's taking over your Instagram account.
That's been a fun project that we've already been starting. So we started a little bit last week, but it really didn't kick off until yesterday. So if you follow University Gallery ISU's Instagram account and then the hashtag Katie Bell Takeover, she's documenting her process, colors that she's finding, objects that she's finding, and responding to the space as well. And yeah, that's kind of been a fun thing. I've loved watching Katie Bell's Instagram anyway. So when she's putting together her show at Smack Melon recently in Brooklyn, and I was following along, obviously, in anticipation for this exhibition, but seeing how she was navigating not only the space at Smack Melon, but also the social media space, and allowing people to be a part of her process was really important to me. So I thought, why not try that here? And it seems to be going over really well already.
This is a site-specific show. And when it's done, everything will be taken down, taken apart, and that's it. It's gone. Is there any sort of feeling of melancholy at all about it's what you've created is it will be no more when it's done?
I think I'm used to it at this point, and I really embrace that because for me, working site specifically has opened up my work in such a great way. It allows me to work as large as I want. I can really think bigger than I could before when I was just trying to think about, oh, how would you ship this or how would you move it? And so for me, in the beginning, it was a little sad. I do take really good documentation and video, and I make models, like miniature scale of every show that I've produced. So I have kind of a keepsake of sorts at the studio. I get more excited about being able to do it rather than the thought of not doing it. And so the thought that it comes down, I just know that it's okay, I'll make another one.
So we'll work together to photograph the exhibition, and along with being a curator myself, I'm also an artist. So, and I have worked in this process, so I understand it. So being melancholy, maybe at the beginning, like I understand your process, and I think that was another draw for me was I see the work and I see how it's unfolding, but to take it down is also part of the process, and it's okay that it doesn't exist after. But yeah, the photos are going to be key for this work to last.
When gallery goers start wandering through here, how do you hope that they react to your work, Katie?
This gallery space is really beautiful, and I hope that the work just kind of accentuates the beautiful architecture of the space. And I'm hoping that it brings something that maybe, I mean, I realize my work is kind of hovers in between multiple categories. It's not sculpture, it's not painting, it's installation, but it really feels rooted in painting to me. It really kind of hits on a lot of different interests. So I hope that it brings many people together. One of the great things is when we're out hunting for material, we're inviting these people to the exhibition. Oh, come see your ceiling tile. It'll be in the installation. And I mean, that's happened to me in the past where it really starts to bring different people from a community together to kind of experience something that they probably weren't quite expecting. So I guess I just hope people are surprised.
That's artist Katie Bell and curator Jessica Bingham. Bell's exhibition, Standing Arrangement, is up through August 4th at University Galleries in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.